not against diets like keto and Weight Watchers or Optavia per se. But the problem is, women go into these diets not fully processing how to get off the diet and how it will affect them long term. And I've worked with countless women who have done these diets, and I've done some of them myself. And I want to talk today about the damage that they can do. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community, and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. Maybe you remember how you used to feel fit and confident and energetic and alive, and along the way, something happened. That spark within you, it has diminished, maybe from kids or busy season of life or whatever the excuse, and you started believing that thriving version of you, that's a thing of the past. Until now, because it is time for a comeback, mama. You were designed to live with vigor and strength and zeal and health. And if you're ready to get back to that version of you, I want to invite you to my next free 3-day weight loss intensive called The Comeback. This challenge, this intensive, however, it is not for the half-hearted woman who wants to drop a few pounds. This intensive is for the woman who is ready to break the stronghold of excess weight and walk in the freedom of all that she's designed to be. So we start April 22nd. Are you in? Hop down to the show notes to sign up and reserve your free spot in this weight loss intensive that starts on April 22nd. I'll see you inside. Ah, these fad diets. Now, I do understand that having boundaries for a season can be helpful. And it can be helpful to understand the basics of calories in, calories out. It can be helpful to have a point system so that you know what you should and should not eat, like in Weight Watchers. Or maybe you just want to take out all the brain work and just have a system in place for you, in prepackaged solutions shipped to your door, like in Optavia. Or maybe you want to switch your metabolic system and lose weight really fast through food restriction, like in keto. Now, again, I totally understand the draw to see the scale drop quickly so that you can get into your summer clothes and feel amazing with a seemingly easy system. But today, I want to shine some light on the dark side and the negative implications that I see when women have tried all these things, and then they come into Fit Moms to work with me, and they have a lot of undoing to do. A lot of mindset work, a lot of shifts in thinking, and so maybe you're considering one of these programs, or maybe you've done them. I just want to be honest and get a little bit ranty today because this is, weight loss is my specialty. And I don't want you going down these roads that you don't need to be going down. So hear me out. So let's talk about each of these different diet options and maybe some of the downfalls of them. So Optavia is a program you can join. You get hooked up with a health coach. Most of these people are very well-meaning. Some of them are probably amazing at what they do health coaching-wise, but there's no necessarily requirement to sign up. You can just sign up and be a health coach with the program. So just take that with a grain of salt or whatever you want to call it. So anyway, so you get into this program and there are different phases and you get food sent to you. So there's a lot of prepackaged options. And then I think part of the goal is to transition you eventually to not need as many of their prepackaged foods. There are a lot of similar systems to this Nutrisystem. At our local hospital, there's an HMR program. There's these food replacements. So I understand, again, that there are boundaries, and the benefit is that you get to take out all the guesswork. But is it really wise to replace meals with prepackaged food? So I was looking at one of their prepackaged food ingredients, and I didn't even know some of the ingredients. And there are, you know, we try to say in our Fit Moms world, if there's more than five and if you can't pronounce them, it's probably not great. But there's just so many, there's sugar, and then later down in the list, there's brown rice sugar. There's a few different kinds of oil. There are some preservatives. There's also stevia. So there's a lot of ingredients to sweeten it up, and there's not a lot of things that are healthy for you in it. And I just say that to point out that even though they are a health company and they're focused on helping you to lose weight, you have to be discerning, and you have to start looking at packages and ask yourself the questions, is this really serving my body, or is this giving me a quick fix to fill me up and distract me from the fact that I am not eating real food and have to, you know, think about what to put in my body? So I would argue that you are really setting yourself up in a program like Optavia to learn a system that's not going to last. I've had clients that I've started to work with who have spent a lot of money on these meal replacements, bars, whatever type of products that you decide to get when you join the program. And they're not cheap. And so sometimes women feel like, well, I need to at least finish them out while I start with you, Kelsey. And again, I understand that. I don't want you to feel like you have to waste money. But unless you want to do this for your whole life, you're going to have to eventually relearn how to eat the way that we teach you with real food, if that's the lifestyle that you want to have. Are you going to jump to a new diet later on? And again, this program, it still has a feeling of enslavement because you have to eat these specific foods and not listen to your body and not intuitively eat, which I want to teach you how to do instead. Okay, so that's my little argument against Optavia, and then I'll kind of summarize at the end a few other things that I see. So next up is keto. I have never, ever met somebody who has been on keto forever, ever. And most of the time, what I hear from my clients is they will say, when I did keto last year, I lost 50 pounds, and then they come back and they're 80 pounds up. So did the diet really work if you ended up in a worse position than where you're at now? So that's my first beef with keto. Are there benefits? Yes, potentially. There are some benefits with eating a more ketogenic diet. The low carb or no carb, it can keep your insulin from spiking you into a different metabolic system. You can have some better blood sugar control. There are benefits to eating keto-ish, especially, so I have women listening to this, right? It's important to understand your cycle and that at certain parts of your cycle, it is more beneficial to have a lower or no carb diet or even fast. And then in certain part of your cycles, it's also better to be eating more carbs so that you can produce progesterone, like right before your period. You know how you crave carbs before your period and you want to eat a pan of brownies? Well, it's there by design because it helps to regulate your hormones in a way that makes you fertile, essentially. And so we can teach you about keto type eating for certain seasons or even micro seasons, even within your cycle, but it's not a good sustainable option because we as human beings, we like carbs because carbs are designed to be eaten and they are good. You just have to know how to do it correctly with real food. Okay, so what about Weight Watchers? Well, I will say that lately they've made some good updates to their program. It used to be filled with low fat, low sugar, fake food options. Why was this a good idea? I don't know. It made somebody money, right? And the problem is that you can be eating a lot of 0-point foods that aren't even necessarily conducive to weight loss. You can have too much of a certain type of food, is what I'm saying. And the other problem that I see with Weight Watchers that I used to fall victim to is it can create this temptation to save up for certain cheat foods. That is the number one problem that I see with systems like Weight Watchers, calorie counting, etc. Now, my story was I used to try to out-exercise a bad diet, and if I was keeping track of points, I would be going out to exercise just so that I could save up to have my nighttime snack of chocolate. So really, I was like enslaved to the system of, oh, I have to go get my workout in just so that I can eat this junk food at nighttime, right? It isn't shifting your mindset to see it all from God's perspective, to just eat what God gave you, right? I'm not saying that you can never eat ice cream, or you can never have dessert, or you can never have some cheese and queso, or what, or some chips and queso, cheese and queso. You get the idea, right? But do you really think that it's healthy to eat a bunch of vegetables and fruit every day and then create an idol out of your late night snack because you have saved up? And again, I can say this because I have totally been there. And although it was nice to have my little splurge every night, I was making those nighttime snacks an idol instead of unwinding and listening to Holy Spirit and having the comfort of my Heavenly Father in those moments. So what is the solution? What should I be doing instead of jumping into a packaged food system like Optavia, or eating keto, or going with Weight Watchers where I have a point system? Well, let me tell you, the solution is to learn how to eat real food. And if you haven't noticed, I am so passionate about this because all of these diets that are man-made and have these uber restrictions or these systems, again, they can teach us boundaries, but man, it's just not the way that we're designed to live long-term. You don't need a bar substitute of fake food with crummy ingredients in it. Like, that's not the way that God designed it, okay? You don't need to restrict yourself from eating carbohydrates that you were designed to eat. I love carbs. I love oats. I love beans. I love potatoes, and I eat them every day. And guess what? I stay really fit. Some days I do eat lower carb if I am in a certain part of my cycle, or I can sense that my body needs that. And I can teach you how to sense those things and to intuitively eat. And again, like with Weight Watchers, you don't need to have a mindset to always be saving up for something that you really want. You can change your mindset so that you instead want the other food that God made, and the world's food starts losing its grip on you, and you start breaking those food addictions, and your taste buds literally change. You can eat snacks and meals that are filled with a well-balanced plate of real food protein and carbs and veggies. And sometimes I have clients who jump into real food and they start saying, well, I'm not losing weight. Like, why is the scale not dropping? And it's a problem at that point of figuring out, okay, how do I have that well-balanced plate? How do I eat real food in a way that is helping the scale drop? And I teach you that inside of Fit Moms Accelerator, inside of when I work with my clients inside of Fit Moms Academy, I do personalized food log reviews anytime that you're hitting a plateau. We have to teach you how to learn how to cycle out less carbs in certain seasons to lose weight faster, but to not have that complete all or nothing mindset that will never last, and learn how to see food simply. And stop saving up for that treat every night, okay? So there are mindset shifts that have to happen. There is a simplicity factor, and there is just going back to God's perfect ways of eating. So I'm curious now, have you tried these fad diets? How did you do on them? Again, I know that many of you have jumped into a program like this, and you're like, man, it worked amazing. I lost weight so quickly on this type of food, this type of eating, but I just want to challenge you and say, is there a better way? Like, what if you jumped into the simplest thing in eating whole foods, eating the food that God made? I run Real Food Resets every other month, and we just had one. We just finished it, actually, at the time of recording this podcast. We just finished it today. And I have women who are down 3 pounds, 5 pounds in just a two-week time frame because God's food are naturally low-calorie, right? And again, in Weight Watchers, they do focus a lot more on real food now, and it can be a good way to have boundaries on those treats, but I don't want you to get into that mindset where you feel like, oh, I'm missing out on only the foods, you know, that I want to eat, the fun foods in life. I want to help you to change your mind so that you crave the food that God designed, because you understand that there is glory in what He creates. His ways are better, and we can help you. It takes time. It takes practice. It takes you just starting to walk this out and starting to trust that this is true, and to start to convince yourself through how you feel and seeing the scale drop in this natural way. And then you can go into a party, you can go into the grocery store, you can go to your mom's house, and it's simple. You just look for the real food and you stick to that, and you balance your plate out well with a mix of protein and veggies and carbs. And that's how you can eat every single day. And it really is true freedom. And that is what I want for you, my friend. Hey, Fit Mom. If this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.